भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 22 टेक्स्ट नंबर 10 यदा तु भवतः शीला श्रुतरूपवयो गुणां अश्रुणोन् नारदाद् एष वैयासित् कृतनिश्चया यदा तु भवतः शील श्रुतो रूपो वयो गुणान् अश्रुणोन् नारदाद् एष वैयासित् कृतनिश्चयात् यदा तु भवतः शील श्रुतरूपवयो गुणान् अश्रुणोन् नारदाद् एष वैयासित् कृतनिश्चयात् Translation and purport by His loving divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The moment she heard from the sage Narad of your noble character, learning, beautiful appearance, and youth, and other virtues, she fixed her mind upon you. Purport. The girl Devavati did not personally see Kardama Muni. Nor did she personally experience his character or qualities, since there was no social intercourse by which she could gain such understanding, but she heard about Kardama Muni from the authority of Narad Muni. Hearing from an authority is a better experience than gaining personal understanding. She heard from Narad Muni that Kardama Muni was just fit to be her husband. Therefore, she became fixed in her heart and she would marry him. That she would marry him. And she expressed her desire to her father, who therefore brought her before him. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं पर्यणसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तम् हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 यदा तु भवतः शीला श्रुत रूप वयो गुणान् अश्रोद नारदार एषा त्वयि आसित कृत निश्चया सो हियर स्वयंभू मनु इज एक्सप्लेनिंग व्हाई ही हैज कम टू मीट कर्दम मुनि एंड इन प्रीवियस वर्सेस इट इज एक्सप्लेन दैट इफ यू वांट टू गेट अ फेवर फ्रॉम their lordship or his pure devotee or your own spiritual master, how you have to submit yourself in front of them. That we can learn from this particular incident. Even though both are the brothers, because both are born from Lord Brahma, but because of their qualities, because of their way of living, they have accepted the importance of their personalities in social order. First of all, as a Swayambhu Manu, he comes to the ashram of Kardama Muni. He has shown how one should greet his atithi or his guest, even though he was a higher in a social order. But very respectfully, he honored him and he glorified Swayambhu Manu for his wonderful characteristics. And as he heard that glorification from Kardama Muni, in return, Swayambhu Manu very humbly and very submissively, he said, "It's all your glories. I know who are you. You are the person who is even honored by the Lord. What to speak of any other living entities?" Because we Kshatriyas, like a hands of Virata Purusha. But you are like a face. Lord speaks through your mouth and Lord accepts through your mouth. Sometimes if you don't have a hands or any other limbs of the body, but still this body can work. But if you don't have a heart, how the body will work? And you are like a antara hridaya of the Lord. And it's your greatness that you are glorifying me. And then Swayambhu Manu, as per the social order, because he is the person who has given this code of conduct, which is known as a Manusmriti, and he himself first practiced that. That's most important. He was the emperor of universe. He was wholeheartedly accepted by all the creation created by Brahma, that he is their king. And such a kingly person, with a humble heart, now he starts glorifying Kardama Muni. And he says that it's my fortune that I got a chance to associate with a person like you. To see you need a special qualification. And he states that the person who is not able to control his mind and senses, they can't see you. They can't have your association. So to associate with such a sadhu who is dear to their lordship, and especially they have explained the qualities of Brahmana. Swayambhu Manu, he says, Brahmana is he who has four qualities. That person is considered as a Brahmana. First thing is austerity, that he performed tapasya. Second thing, that is his earning for knowledge, his urge, intense desire for urge. That's jnana. Shila is a character. And the most important thing is his dedication for the Lord's mission. That makes someone as a Brahmana. Nothing else. Not a Vamshanugata. That's what Swayambhu Manu says. Just because he is born out of a Brahmana family, he's a Brahmana. He said, no. These are the four qualities through which one can understand it. And as they glorify each other, that shows what is the dealings between the Lord's devotees, what they do when they come together. They try to glorify Lord, Lord's creation, and Lord's pastime. That's the most wonderful thing that we can understand from their conversation. And now, then Karudama Muni is asking, you are the person who wanders all around for what? To establish religion by protecting sadhus and punishing miscreants. And it's you who place the law and order into proper place. Then he said, why are you here? I'm a simple hermit, staying in my own ashram, performing my austerities. Why you are here in front of me? What is that has brought you in front of me? Because where I am practicing austerities, there is no irreligiosity, or there are no miscreants who are troubling me, then why are you here? What's the reason behind that? Is there any specific thing that... And then Svayambhuva Manu, he explains it. It is my attachment to my daughter that has brought me in front of you. So it's from the beginning of the creation that fathers was attached to their daughters. So for her reason, he came in front of Karudama Muni. And then what he is asking, that is explained in today's verse. Yadatu bhavataha shila shrutarupa vayo gunan ashnod naradad esha toya asit kritanishaya. My daughter has heard about you. From whom? From Narada. Not from many Tom, Dick, Harry. It's Narada who is authority to spread the pastimes of the Lord. So indirectly he is indicating that I have come as desired by the Lord and intentionally directed by Narada. So there is Lord's hand behind this. So indirectly he is making up his mind that he should not say no. These are smartness of father when they go for putting proposal. So he is asking Karudama. So this is what Narada, he came and told my daughter about you. So she has heard from the authority. And Narada will not do gossip. He will do what is necessary to have a Lord's pastime. And he explained about the first and foremost thing that one should discuss and explain about someone else if when you talk about that person is Sheila. Sheila is character. If character is good, then you can start talking about that person. Otherwise, just drop that idea there itself. So first and foremost thing you should know about the person if you want to have a friendship or want to have some relationship is character. Bhavataha Shila. Then the next, he says, if someone has a good character, then second thing is considered for Rupa. Rupa is not the prime function or prime characteristic through which you can choose your partner. The first and foremost thing is Shila, your character. And that's why he has given. See, Manu Smriti is written by Manu Maharaj, and he very nicely given what and where preference should be given. So first and foremost thing that to establish relationship, you should know the character of person. Then Rupa. Then Vaya. And then Guna. See, Guna and character, they are different. Huh? There will be always, because Guna is as per the birth, but character is as per the sanskara. And character gets built up with whom you associate as per there. So that should be understood. And that's why the first preference has given to the character and last for the gunas. And then he says, by hearing that, even she has not seen you, but just by hearing from the authority, she has made up her mind to get married with you. And that has brought me in front of you. So it's not that there was some disturbance in the society because of you or anything. There's a disturbance in my own life because my daughter wants to get married with you. And she has a keen desire. See, here one more thing that we can understand. In the today's era, they flap so much about the woman's liberation. They should get equally chance like this and that. But since from the creation, they have given a freedom to choose their own things. But how to do that, that is explained here. See, Devavati is the first daughter in the creation. Shatarupa and Devavati. And she is showing by her own example, even she has fallen in love with someone, she has approached her own father first. This is the person I have given my heart, and so please do the needful. It's not that she has just ran away. She would have. And whom she has accepted, try to understand. The king of emperor accepted whom? The hermitage, who is skinny, bony, having a long beard, long hairs, no special palace. The king of emperor, the daughter of emperor, and who was so beautiful even when she used to play on the terrace, by seeing her beauty, demigods, they used to fall from their aeroplane. They used to get unconscious. That was her beauty. And whom she is choosing. So what it shows? Women, they really have intelligence. But they don't use it sometimes. And she has used it. And she has shown it how to use that your own freedom. She accepted a person who is totally surrendered to the Lord and Lord's wish. That's the prime characteristic of a person. Because ultimately, they have to depend on someone. Then why not on the person who is totally dependent on the Lord? And she has made a right choice. And that's why Swayambhu Manu, he never had any controversial conversation with her. He just accepted that. He was glad in his heart that my daughter had chosen such a wonderful person. And he took her along with him. And she has brought her in front of Kardama Muni. And then what happened? That is explained in the next verse. Tat pratichat dvijat argya imam shraddhaya uparhitam. Maya sarvatmana anurupam grihamedheshu karmasu. Then here he says, therefore, please accept her, O chief of the Brahmanas. For I offer her with faith, and she is in every respect fit to be your wife. Take charge of your household duties. Purport. The words grihamedeshu karmasu means in household duties. Another word is also used here, sarvatmana anurupam. The purport is that a wife should not only be equal to her husband in age, character and qualities, but must be helpful to him in his household duties. The household duty of a man is not to satisfy his sense gratification, but to remain with a wife and children, and at the same time attain advancement in spiritual life. One who does not do so is not a householder, but a grihamedhi. Two words are used in Sanskrit literature. One is grihastha and the other is grihamedhi. The difference between grihamedhi and grihastha is that grihastha is also an ashram or a spiritual order, but if one simply satisfies his senses as a householder, then he is a grihamedhi. For a grihamedhi, to accept a wife means to satisfy the senses. But for a grihastha, a qualified wife is an assistant in every respect for advancement in spiritual activities. It is the duty of the wife to take charge of household affairs and not to compete with a husband. A wife meant to help, but she cannot help her husband unless he is completely equal to her in age, character, and qualities. Srimad Bhagavatam does not only gives us a prema bhakti, but he gives each and everything that can support you to attain that prema bhakti. Yata paramahansana muninam amala atmanam. This science is discussed by whom? Yata paramahansana, the great paramahansas. Paramahansas are who? Who does not have to do with any social obligations. They are freed from that. Muninam. Muni means, in Sanskrit, the muni means the greatest scholars who has their own viewpoint of view about the Vedic text. Amala atmanam. And not only munis, but amala atmana. Amala means who are free from the mala, whose heart is free from the sense gratification. That is considered as a mala. So irrespective of ashram, irrespective of their varna, Ramana, Kshatriya, Shudra, Vaishya, irrespective of that, what has given prominence? Their dedication for the Lord, their attitude through which they have surrendered everything for the Lord. And that's why we can see Srimad Bhagavatam gives us a wonderful example. In the next canto, the second person, who is nothing but the incarnation of their Lordship, who is considered as a Shaktyavesh avatar, Shashana Shaktyavesh avatar, Maharaj Prathu. He establishes rule so wonderfully with a wonderful consciousness. As explained in previous verses here in dialogues between Kardama and Swayambhu Manu, that all these ashramas and varnas, they are created so that they can help each other to progress in Krishna consciousness. And Prithu Maharaj has done that. And by seeing that thing, even Chatush Kumaras, do you know why they remain in that particular Kumaravastha? What's the reason behind that? They came to their father and they said, we don't want to grow up from this. Because as body grows, it has its own demands. And we don't want to fulfill that. We are safe in this particular age of body. So let us be in this form eternal. And these Kumaras, they desired to go to Maharaj Prithu, who does not have, who don't want to get entangled in any sort of material sense gratification, and even with the person who are in that. And Kshatriyas are considered into that because by nature they are Rajasic. They are passionate. So, saintly people, they don't go to Kshatriya's place. And here, these Kumaras, they came to, specifically they came to meet Prithu Maharaj. What brought them there? They themselves are explaining. Asateva rajan bhavato madhat vishayi padaravindasya gunanuvadam. Ratir durapo vidhunoti nashiki kamam kashayam amala atmanam. This is what amala atmanam. Kamam kashayam. Kamam kashayam is what? Kashayam means medicine. And kama means lust. They said, asateva rajan, he rajan, asateva. There are so many. Bhavato madudvishayi. Padaravindasya gunano vadane. There are so many who are interested to glorify the glories of their lordship. But there are very few whose heart is cleansed from what? Lusty desires. Why? Because this sort of attachment for the hearing about the Lord's glories, Prabhupada writes down specifically, it cleanses out the lust from the bottom of your heart. Means nothing is there if you give audience to the glorification of their Lordship. Kamam kamashayam amala antaratmana. And here we can see, he is considering this Brahmana, Kardama Muni, as greatest and chief among the Brahmanas. And he says, my daughter is also Sarvatmana Anurupam. All around, whatever qualities you have, for that qualities, she is equal to you. Or Anupama sometimes. Anupama, the word is, there is no other. You can't find a parallel or match to her. But she is matched to you. Sarvatma Anurup. She is totally matched to you. In both. Beauty, character, and Prabhupada says, especially age. Both the things Prabhupada has explained. It's not that she should be equal to him, but in age, he said it is necessary also, and it is not only necessary. Sometimes what happens, as nowadays, because in our devotee community I have seen, more than the outsider, there is a big divorce rate. Because nowadays they come together with their equal profile. So I have done this master, he must have done this one also. Oh, I have got initiation from this spiritual master, so he should be initiated from this one also. That's good. But again, Prabhupada gives one more alarm. Don't compete. I have seen when a couple approached me. What was their problem? She got a Brahman initiation first. So she said, I am senior to you. You just follow me, what I say. You are first initiated. And every time she used to ridicule him in front of others. So ultimately male ego. He was not like a great sage. He said, enough of that. You have your own spiritual life, let me have my own spiritual life on my level of standards. You live on your level of standards, and they are up, departed. Even though both are very sincere, they show their sincerity to others, that they chant their round, they attend classes, but on the personal level. So here, see the first thing that has explained. This is the first akhyan or first story of Srimad Bhagavatam, which has started by explaining the characteristic of a person who's supposed to get married and how they can lead a spiritual life. Because 99% of people, they are going to get married. Only a grihastha ashrama is going to support other ashrama. So what should be the standard? Because sannyasis are not born in a forest. They have to born to some parents actually. Grihasthas only. So if grihasthas are not well trained, where you are going to get a grihastha, brahmacharis or sannyasis? Are they? Not possible. Most of people, they think that someone gets pregnant, the next, from the day they got the thing, they start pray, asking each one, Prabhu, pray for me. I should get a devotee boy. Prabhu, pray for me. Arey Baba, it depends upon you, what consciousness had you had when that secretion had happened. That brought the soul. You be the first good disciple or good devotee, then you can aspire for to have a good devotee. Otherwise, it's tough. We have seen, because last 3 decades we are there in the society, we have seen in the beginning, like a kids up to 5-6 years, they are so dedicated, they jump, do, they are in the service, everything they do. It looks like they are Prahlad, you know, my son is like Prahlad. When they go like a 12, 13, 14, forget. Who cares? I've seen one couple came and they were here for 15 years and they brought their son. It was like a cactus. What they call? Gamla. Kundi? Just mein ped lagate.
Pot.
Pot. Huh? It's like a totally, like bizarre. Like this he had here. And they said his photo is there also as a Prahlad. He has enacted when he has a child. What happens? Because parents are not welcome. If they don't treat each other as a devotee at house. One boy, actually, it was like 2004. In Chopardi, once Goindpur conducted a whole kids meeting and he got them together because he saw that, because he is there since 84, 86 and he has seen like a 2 generations, 10 years boys. Few are like they are so enthusiastic coming, playing Mrodanga and playing. By seeing them it looked like, oh my God, these are the people who are taking ISKCON ahead. This is what Prabhupada said, these people are going to give a commentary on his literature. And like a 15 and 16, you can't make it out. These are the same kids or what? So one day he called all of them. He asked, okay, what happened? Why you are so weird now? He said, what weird, Prabhu? You people only told us that be as it is. What you are, you show it to. Be honest to yourself. Don't be pretender. That's what the teaching of Bhagavad Gita. We don't want to pretend like our parents. Shocked. And that person, his parents, they're like a big counselor having 200 other grihasthas as their counseling. And he is busting up. They are pretenders. I said, why? He said, here they respect everyone, each other. Huh? They deal so nicely, so lovingly they talk to and when they come to temple. But at home, you see, better are the cats and dogs. At least you can accept them, they are animals. The way they deal with each other. What respect they have for their own parents. They think that they are not devotees, so we should not take care. This is what the responsibility of householder. Tomorrow I am going to do it, the same thing with that. What will happen then? Are they able to show their face to anyone? We don't want to be that. Let be us what we are. We have got what we are supposed to. And when the age is necessary and need is there, we'll come back. But don't push and pull us now. We are not in that mind frame. Here also I saw a few couple, they came, they said, Prabhuji, you should have something for the teenagers. I said, what I should have? I should have for you first. Because you people should be trained properly. If you don't show your sincereness, your sincerity for Krishna consciousness in front of them, they are not going to be a Krishna conscious. Forget. So what is needed? It is explained here in this verse. That wife should be sarvatmana anurupa. She should help. She should, as clearly explained, that she will take charge of your household life. So grihastha should be free from other obligation to dedicate his life for preaching and reading. Other it won't happen. Huh? Because nobody is around, so kids nags you. And nowadays, girls, I'm sorry to say that, girls are not properly trained for household responsibilities. It happened with me also when I got married, I got my wife, got a child, and after child came, she was like difficult for her because she never had that situation in her life. Because of joint families, that situation is there, that there are so many pregnancies, though you, there are so many deliveries, and you are third person to observe that thing. So third person can see a lot than the person who is in that situation. Now that is not there. All nuclear families are there. Even so, that's why they don't want to take even responsibility. They don't want to be a mother. Oh, I can't take that. Why you got married then? Chanakya clearly says, putra inam griha shunyam. If you don't have a son or santan, you are living in like a, what do they call? Void, shunya. Why you have to deny that responsibility? Lord has created that particular ashram for prajotpadan. When Brahma, in the sixth canto it is clearly explained, he saw that all the male forms, they took kamandalu danda in hands and they started walking toward Meru Parvata or Himalayas. For what? Doing their tapasya. Then Brahma thought, why I have created them? To get myself freed from the progenation, the creation of this world, I have created them so that they can help me out for creation and give chance to other souls to come to this world. And they are becoming totally irresponsible for that. They are just walking out. So what he did? He created women from their half of body. That's why she is known as a better half. Why she is called as a better half? Because she is really better than them for creation. And if she does not want to do that, because that is given by the special responsibility, by the Lord, it's like next to the Lord actually. You're giving someone chance to come to this material world and get washed off his karma. Try to understand that. That's why this vivaha called as a yagya. It is called as a praja yagya, and prajapati is invoked when the fire is enlightened for vivaha. The whole purpose of that samskara is to creation. All there are seven shlokas are there, through which the first oblations that he offers on behalf of his would-be wife, who is just next sitting to him. And he asks her, including me, let you have 11 sons. And he offers oblations to the Lord. And if you don't want to have that responsibility, do you think that you are going to please their Lordship? Better to remain brahmachari than, as Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, I am not capable of producing Vaishnava devotee. So better me to remain a throughout celibate. And if I am, then I can produce more than 100. That's what his words. So, the household thing means everything. Why she is called as a better half? Because she takes the better care than us. And we know, as a bachelor, we stayed in the hostel and the way our room used to be is like a wizard. Huh? But when someone enters in our life, what? It makes neat and tidy everything. When one of my friend was a senior devotee, I asked him, what is your opinion about marriage? He said, Govinda, you get married, you will come to know where, who are you and where are you? What is your position? They cut you into a frame, and only that your wife can do, not even a spiritual master. Because they are with you and they know what you are, how you are, and what you can do, all the expectations they have. So it's very important to have a good partner. If you have a good partner, you are blessed by the Lord. Take care of that person. Physically, spiritually, emotionally. Because that great asset that Lord has given you. Preserve that. So that really your ashrama can become a grihastha ashrama. Otherwise then, grihamedi. Who are interested in sense gratification, they are there for, and they see that there are some problem in gratification, then they go apart. Not only a physical, every time it's not that only physical attraction keeps them together. Most important thing is their character. Sushila. The first quality of a woman, that is Sushila. She should have a good character. And that has also defined what is meant by Sushila. And who is giving this? Lord Shiva. In the sixth canto, he is explaining to Mother Parvati. So that need to be understood. What a great responsibility that we are getting it in our life by getting married. If you really wanted to have a Gruhastha ashram, because ashram is the place where you can make a spiritual advancement, whether it is a brahmachari, Gruhastha, Vanaprastha or sannyas. It is a place where you can make spiritual advancement. And if you want to make advancement in Gruhastha ashram, then we should follow this. And that helps. That helps a lot. We have seen there are great couples and they are doing really good. For 3 decades they have led their life ideally as a Grahastha ashram. At the end they have taken Vanaprastha, staying in Vrindavan now, guiding thousands of people. We need to associate with such a devotees. And when we explore these ideas, discuss with them, then we will come to know our flaws, where we are going wrong, what are the things need to be taken care of at that particular age. Because once the age has given, the age factor Prabhupada has mentioned very clearly, because at that age that person should be well competence, they should help you for your necessities. That person should help you out in your household life so that you can dedicate your time for spiritual life. I have seen one person, even you can have interaction with them. It's a nice couple, Anand Vrindavan Prabhu and Tulsi Priya Mother. Fantastic couple. We can discuss about them in Bhagavatam because these personalities are like that. We have seen Raghunandan from his like this, and now he is like a 21, 22, 23, I think now. Such a wonderful family. You know, when they got married, what the first contract they had? We'll have a kid. Father said, I will be his friend. So don't expect me that I will scold him, I will threaten him, I will be his friend. Whatever punishments and whatever rules, regulations that you have to give it, that will be done by you. Because by nature, they have affection for mother. And mother very nicely can do that things. And even she sometimes get annoyed with that guy or she becomes angry with that child, near doesn't get bothered because he knows she loves me. But if that same thing father does, then that father becomes like a deadly enemy throughout the life for him. Right now he may not express it, but the day come he will express it and he will kick you out. And that's what happened. So they have this wonderful relationship and it can be done. You can see them. And they are living it so nicely. And it's not that he is like a very having a leisure time. No, he is one of the busiest person in the share market. He has more than 25 degrees actually. And he is gem in his profession. And still every day he has a regular Bhagavatam class. He is live on Facebook. And he is counselor for more than hundreds of families. So he's showing by his own practice. So if we get chance to associate with such a people, it's lovely. It's wonderful. And that's what needed actually. This is what society means. Society means where all the people, they come together with the same goal and help, cooperate each other to nourish, to flourish our Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So, any comment, question? Yeah.
Thank you so much for the wonderful class closure. You mentioned the beauty of Gruhastha ashram for kids. We also see many senior devotee couples, very advanced, kind of an exemplary. They have accepted. Kids. Is it something that, it is based on case-by-case basis, or is there some special souls that, there is an exception, or
what is it? You are a doctor, you know better than me. Medical problem.
Now, just leaving the medical side aside,
Prabhu, we need to be practical and honest to ourselves. Practically, it never happens. I have seen those big families, what an internal problem they are having. To show society something else and to be, because we have seen their parents, how they are suffering. See, as soon as, take example yourself only. When you had the first child, what was your feeling about that child? You came to know what is mean by father. You just check it yourself. From that day, your relationship with your parent, does it change or it remains same? Make a difference? Because it gives a sense of responsibility. And if you deny that, for which Lord has made, got you together, that need to be understood. If you are in the society, these are the norms for the grihasthashram. We have never seen in any Puranas or Itihasas that they lived like this. Whoever got married, they got married to have a progeny. Otherwise it's better, you know, take Vanaprastha and leave separate and preach. Who has denied that? But don't create this fuss, a cloud in the society on the name of that. Because of that, you know, we had 60 marriages broken. That false grihastha ashram, grihastha brahmacharya thing. They don't have conception of grihastha brahmacharya means. One nari brahmachari. That's what the scripture says. If you have your one wife, you are as considered as a brahmachari, because once in a month you are going to have it. And as you get a responsibility, you know that once in a month also never happens for like a year when you have a child at home. That's what a grihastha brahmachari. It's not that for the show you don't want to produce kids. That is going against the nature. That's going against the system established by the Lord. Does Lord has given anywhere? Has you any evidence there in the scripture about grihastha brahmacharya? What they are propagating now? Because last 15 years I am getting that all things, how the divorces are happening, and I am remarrying them with others. Devotees only. That need to be understood. One, two people, because they are like a, what they call? Tomboy. The wife was a tomboy in his previous thing, so she does not have any womanly feelings. How she can go into produce kid? The person got married, he got frustrated, he said, okay, we'll remain as a brahmachari only. That does not give grihastha brahmacharya. That's not the standard. That need to be understood. This false propagation is going on, and because of that, we have lost lot of wonderful couples. Where, in which temple I was, I have seen 50 marriages got broken because of this false idea. 50. That thing we are never discussed because they wanted to have their own image. But that's not a good thing. Because we are there to create a society which is based on the principle of Bhagavatam. Not as per their own choice or own Tom, Dick, Harry, own creation. Does it explain anywhere in the scripture? Nowhere has it. They have said, okay, take Vanaprastha ashram. There is an ashram they have given. Accept Vanaprastha. And remain like that. Because that certain age, that particular attitude, you can survive. But you have come from the background. See, whoever has joined today, or who has came to Krishna consciousness, they must have seen all the dirty things in their life.